Shalom. We will be talking about the love of Losis Godedu, which we'll find out that it's a Doraisa. Losis Godedu means we are not allowed to be separate congregation, separate minhogim, and which will, could be Gorim or Machlokis, and the Torah answered it. It says in the Pasuk, Bonim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem, Losis Godedu, Lososimu Korcho Beineinechem Lomeis, which means you are children of Hashem. You shouldn't do a gedida, which means the pashtus of the posuk not to make a cut for a tsar on a mess. The lo sosimu korcho beneinechem lo mes, and not to make a korcho means a area that you cut your hair with a razor for tsar on the mess. And the Torah and the Gemara Darshan's list is good to do with two dalets and two tovs that should have said it different. So it's an extra ribui that also you're not allowed to make agudos. That means groups and groups, separate groups, that this one does one meaning and this one does another meaning. Sometimes it's muta and sometimes it's also, we will see the sugi in Yevomis. Also, it's nagela maise. If there's two shuls, there's a shul of Sephardim and an Ashkenazi davens by the Sephardim. If it's allowed to daven Nusach Ashkenaz by a Sephardish shul or the opposite. So, Yetz Hashem, we will see in the sugya and then we'll explain further. The Gemara in Yevomis, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph says, Tanan Hosa, brings the Mishnah, Megillah Nikris Be'achadoso B'Shneimoso, there's five different days that can be read the Megillah. The Gemara's Mechalek between the Kfarim or Makdim Liyom Aknisa could be Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel, and the Arim Gdolos or Prozim, they read on Yud Aleph, and Mukof Eschoyma read on Tesvov. So the Gemara asks, "Amale Yeshlokish Rabbi Yochanan, Ikri Kan Lois is going to do Lois Asu Agudes Agudes." We have a pasuk Lois is going to do, not to make their separate groups. So here we have separate groups. So Rashi says, "Denir Kenoyadin Shtei Torahs." It looks like you have two Torahs: one Torah for your Dalet and one Torah for Tesvov. Shekurin Kforim is Amgila Biyem Knise. So Rashi here includes the union of Kfarim also. And the Hemshech Rashi doesn't mention the Kfarim. That means the Mefarshim learn in the Ritva and other Sfarim, they learn that the Iker Kash is from Yudalad and Tesvov. How could it be separate groups? Because Kfarim, it might not be such a Kashe, because Kfarim, the reason they read is not because it's their Iker day. If they want, they could read on Yudalad. It's just a kula because they're mesapkin maimu mozen lachem shebekrachim, so we want them to be free on the day of Purim. So even the people of Yudalet know that the Kfarim, it's magia to them, it serves them that they should be able to be makdim and read the Megillah. But Koponim Rashi in the beginning brings Kfarim, and then in the Iker Kashi says that not. Well, the Kashi is, how could the Rabbanim be mesakin Yudalet and Tesvov? But it would be Loisis Gedudu. So Be'emes, the Karanora says, and the Ritva says like the Karanora. What's the Kasha? It says in the Megillah Mefurish that the Prozim were Nochme Oyveim on Yud Dalet, their Muhammad was on Yud Gimel. The Gemara says it's a Zman Kila Lakol. Everybody was fighting on Yud Gimel. And the Prozim, they rested on Yud Dalet, they made a Yantav on Yud Dalet. And the Mukafis Choyma, they also were fighting on Yudalet, and their rest, Venochum Eveim, was on Tesvov. So they read on Tesvov. So we know the reason. It's not that it's two different Torahs. They were Nochum Yudalet, and they were Nochum Tesvov. But the Kasha is, they explain, because since there is in the Torah a love of Lois is going to do not to make Agudas Agudas, that means the Torah wanted that Klal Yisrael should be more Meuchad, more Beachdus, that everyone is doing the same thing. It reminds us of the Rashi in Parshas Korach, that the Rashi says that we have a Beis HaMikdash Echod and a Kohen Echod and a Hashem Echod. We have everything as one, not separate, different things. So Memele, why did the Rabbanan go and be Misakin L'chatchila? Two different days for different groups. They should have been Misakin all one day to read the Megillah. So that was Rish Lakish Shaila to Rabbi Yochanan. Then the Gemara talks about how we learn out from the Pasuk, Lois is going to do a Koponim. The Gemara says that we learn out two things Lois is going to do. One is the mefurash, that you're not allowed to make a cut for tzar on the mess, and the second one is not to make agudas separate groups. So this is the first Mishnah you found that has different groups of mitzvahs to ask Lois is going to do. But it says in Pesachim, Mokim shenagu la'asos melacha ba'alvei Pesachim ad chatzos oisin. Mokim shenagu shelo'i la'asos ein oisin. They used to have a chumrah not to do melacha on Erev Pesachim ad chatzos. It means from chatzos is the man korban Pesach, so for sure no melacha. But in the morning, some places they were noig not to do melacha, and some places they weren't noig. So it says that wherever the minig was not to do melacha, they don't do. So it's two groups, and in nearing Kishtei Toires. So Reish Lakish answered him, Omaloi, Amin Elocha no Isura, I asked you from a place which is a Isur. So Rashi says, Isur Dasri, Lu Rabbono Lebnei Arbeisar, Di Bole, Mikre Bechameis Aloi Motsu, Chem Bnei Teslo Biudale, De Domi Lishtami Lishtei Toires. I talked to you about a Isur, that the Bnei Yudalid are also to be Yaitse the Megillah and Tesvav. Bnei Tesvav are also to be Yaitse the Megillah and Yudalid. Only there's a din of Porus ben Yoimai if he goes to that city. But the one who is a chiyuv of Yudalit can't be Yaitz and Tesvav, and that would be Doimet to Shtei Torahs, because he can't do his Torah and he can't do his Torah. Agav, I saw in somebody mentions, the Yerushalmi says that Yudalit is a Zman. I think we talked about in the Shir that Yudalit is a Zman that everyone could be Yaitz. That means Bidi'evid. If the one from Tesvav reads on Yudalid is Yoitze. So this Rashi is a little bit mashmana like that. So Rashi says, Dosam lekulal meshori. Umiyu ba'asr da'achmo lo'yishan es darke mipnei machlokes. That if it's a minik of not doing melach on Erev Pesachim at Chatzos, is only a minik. And there, if you really are allowed to do it, everybody holds you're allowed to do melach. It's just that where you're machmir, so you shouldn't be mishanim mipnei machlokes. So Rashi says here that if it's a minig, so it's not a inyan of shtei toiras, because we know it's not minat toira, it's just a minig that people were knowing. So only chash could be mipnei machlokes. And on that Rashi says that in a place where you're machmir, so you shouldn't be mishanim, that's why mokim shenagu shelo'i la'asos ein oisin mipnei machlokes, but it doesn't have to do with lois is good to do. That's why Reish Lakish asked only from Megillah Nikres. So then the Gemara asks, Omar le aminu lochano yisura, I'll ask you from a yisur, Omar Rab Shimon bar Abba, Omar Rab Yechno lekayim esimei apurim bizmanim, zmanim al bitiknu lehem chachomim, ve'at amres li min hoge. I skipped a piece, excuse me. The Gemara says, Omar le adkan lo shoniso mokim, so the Gemara says, lekayim esimei apurim ele bizmanim, Zmanim al beitiknu lehem chachomi. V'at amres li min hoge. That means he told them a iser. It goes on the territory we explained just now. He told them a iser of Yudalid and Tesvov, and he's telling him a minik. So the Gemara says, "Vosam lavi sura avya." The Indian of doing melacha on Erev Pesach is not a iser. V'otanan betshama yosun ubesilon matirin. That laila balaila. That means leil bedikas chomet. So it's osrin umatirin. It says. And the Rishonim are Moisiv, that it says there that there was a difference between Yehuda and Galil. In some places there were noeg to do melach and some not. So you see that there were noeg and it was a inyan of a iser. Omalei hosom over there are roya oima melacha udelesli. So the one who sees it will say that he doesn't have a melacha to do. There's no machlokis and no shtei toros. Omalei hosom Rashi says loy domi l'shtei toros the royes ze she'ein oisem melacha oim odein loy malasis. So it wouldn't be domi to shtei toros, even though there would be negata iser. So then the Gemara asks, vo beit shamay matirin atzoros la'achim u beisila loisim beit shamay is matir the tzoros ta'achim tzoros ervo they're matir to the achim. That means they have to do yibum or chalitza the tzora of the ervo, not the ervo, just the tzora, and beisila loisim. So we see, so there it would be shtei agudos, two Torahs, and there for sure it's a doraisa. The Gemara answered, "Misav was also Beit Shammai kedivreim, loy also Beit Shammai kedivreim." You think Beit Shammai did kedivreim, and then it would be shtei agudos, but loy also Beit Shammai kedivreim. They didn't do like they said. So Memele, it wouldn't be Shtei Torahs. It's Mashman the Gemara. Why didn't they do Kedivrayim? They didn't do because of Loisis Goydidu. And the Rishonim are Moisif, so what were they supposed to do? Lefi Beis Shammai's Nofelas Leibo. So he says, so some Rishonim say that they would have been Misakin if Loi also, they would have done, everybody would have done Chalitza. Beisila Lem Beis Shammai Kedai, that everybody should be even. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, also the also. Mashma the Gemara says that the Firish Loki Shloi also Beis Shammai Kedivrayim, because it would be Agudis Agudis. And we still don't have a Teretz on the Inyan of Megillah. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, also the also, they did do Kedivrayim. And Rabbi Yochanan would hold that they did Kedivrayim, not that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold of Loisis Goy to do, but it goes Lefi the Terutzim of the Gemara of Abaye Verove that they say Pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. ובפלוקת דרא ושמואל דרא ואומר לא יעשו בשמה כדבריהם ושמואל לא אמר עשו ועשו. So then the Gemara goes in to say if it was before the Basker in my time of demand אמר לא יעשו, they should have done כדבריהם. Why not? ואלא לאחר Basker in my time of demand אמר עשו, they should have listened to the Basker that הלוחס כבסילה. איבא יסי מקודם Basker ואיבא יסי מלאחר Basker איבא יסי מקודם Basker כגוין דבסילה לרובה. They listen to the Rov. And Lechu'ura, because you listen to the Rov, that's why they didn't do, not because of Loisis Goydidu. Although the Karanora learns that because it's a Rov, where it's a Rov, so even the Yochid shouldn't do like the Rov. Because of Loisis Goydidu, the Karanora says that they should ask from each place where there's a Machlokes, so ask Agudos, Agudos, one is Matir, one is Oiser, and each one did Kedivorov. So he says that a person that holds that way, that's a shita, so of course he could do it, and it's not called Loisis Goydidu. The problem is, if the Roiv hold one way, and the halacha should be like the Roiv, and then the Miut shouldn't do different than the Roiv. So here, if the Gemara says, Dobeisilel Rube, that means that Loi also, because of Loisis Goydidu, that even they couldn't do like themselves, they had to do like Beisilel Mando, Amar also, Kiazlino Basar Rube, Echetechiyadodinino. If they're even, so we say that in Chochmah, so we say you go after the Rov and not the Mute. So Memela, they're not Mechuyev to listen to the Rov, so you also could divrei. Biba, you say Melacha Basker, Mandom Aloy also Donafke Basker, so they listen to the Basker. That means before the Baskoil, they did could divrei, would still be Shver of Loisis Goydidu. Mandom also Rabbi Shuei Doma in Mashgichin be Basker. So then the Gemara says, Omar Doma also Karino Kam Loisis Goydidu Loisasu Agudos Agudos. Omar Abaye Kiam Rino Loisis Goydidu Kegon Shtei Bote Dinim Biarachas. Halolu Moirin Kedivrei Beis Shammai. Halolu Moirin Kedivrei Beis Hillel. If there's two Bote Dinim in one city, so since it's in one city, so you see some are like one Bezdin and some are like the other Bezdin, so it's Damir Keshtei Toiris. Aber Shtei Bote Dinim Shtei Ayoris Lesla, because you don't see them at one time. You don't see the two groups at the same time in Mele, it's not called Loisis Goydidu. It doesn't look like Shtei Torahs. It's Doime to a time of the Krah. The Torah said not to do Agudas because of Shtei Torahs. Omale Rove Vobet Shammai Bisilik Shtei Bote Dinim Birachas Domi. Why? Because they're everywhere. Mele, since the Talmidei Shammai Bisilil are everywhere, that means every city has Shtei Bote Dinim of Bet Shammai Bisilil. Elom Rove Kiam, Rono Loisis Goydidu, Kagun Bezdin Birachas. Plagmarin Kedivrei Beis Shammai, Plagmarin Kedivrei Beis Hillel. There's a Kavua Beis Din in one city, and they have to say like Beis Shammai, they have to say like Beis Hillel. So that would be called Loisis Goydidu. Aber Shtei Bote Dinim Birachas Lesno, but it's not like Shtei Torahs. That means each Beis Din paskins his way, so we know it comes from a certain Beis Din, from a certain Psak, a certain Shita. But if you have in one Beis Din, that means it looks like they weren't Machriya, and Torah could be given this way and that way. So then it looks like Shtei Torahs. The Karen Ora says here that Reish Lakish asked from Megillah and Rabbi Yochanan didn't even answer him from Megillah. So he says that it looks like Reish Lakish holds the Inyan of Agudos Agudos is because it shouldn't look like Shtei Torahs Memele Shver from Megillah. But Rabbi Yochanan holds the Tamis Mipnei HaMachlokes. So that's why he asked him from Mokem Shenoagu, even in Minhagim, it's Shaykh Machlekes, which Reish Lakish didn't ask from there. And the teretz on the inyan of Megillah would also be the same, that Reish Lakish would need a teretz on the inyan of Megillah, but the fear of Yochanan wouldn't be shver Megillah because it's not a machlokes. There's no inyan machlokes because it says mefurish the tam that they were noch then and they were noch then. In Tosfos says here in Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph, Ki Amrin Aloysis Goydedu, he's talking about Abaye Verova, Vim Toima, Ma Tiretz Mi Megillah, De Be'ir Achas Oyu Keren Lebnei Oyir Biyudalad, Vle Bnei Kforim Oyim Akdimim Yoyim Aknise. Abaye says that Shnei Bote Dinim Be'ir Achas is called Loysis Goydedu, since they're in one city and we see them together. So he asks, so how could the Bnei Kforim read on Yoyim Aknise, which is before Yudalad, and the Bnei Oyir are reading on Yudalad? So Shtei Bote Dinim Be'ir Achas. So what's the teretz on that? How does Abaye answer the teretz on Megillah? V'omar Rav Rabbeinu Chaim, the Bnei Kforim are yukerim be'irom, k'demuchach v'Yerushalmi. V'ashtavu Shtei Bote Dinim b'shtei ayores. T'beki agavne lo shaykh lo isis goydedu afilu l'Abaye. V'od ikor lo yom haknises lo shebe'irom o yom esasvim lo v'le beis haknesses b'sheni v'chamishi likros ha'teros. So Tosfos says that the yom haknise means they came into the shuls in their own cities to read the Torah. Memele, so if that's called Yom HaKnisa, so they read the Megillah also on that day in their city. So Shtei Bote Dinim B'Shtei Ayores. There's some Rishonim that learn Yom HaKnisa because they used to come into the big city to Mishpat. So Memele they used to read in the big city. We'll soon see in the Rosh. V'chein Yir Adom Ab Yerushalmi Deben Yirein Moitzi Ben Krach Yikol She'en Mechuyev Badova En Moitzi Acheri Midei Chivosov. That the Ben Yir is not Moitzi Ben Kfar. The Gir says Ben Kfar. So Memele, if he can't be Moitzi, so Bekivot Shebnei Akforim Oyu Bekim Likroiz, because they used to be kindness in the shul to read the Torah, they were bokeh to read the Megillah also. Vada Yoyu Kerin Be'irom. So he says, the Yerushalmi says that the Ben Yir can't be Moitzi Ben Kfar. So Memele, for sure, they read in their own cities. So it's Shtei Bote Dinim B'Shtei Ayores. The Rosh has two terutzim on this inyan of Megillah. So he says like this: B'megillah, afal pisha koyin lebnei Yer baraboso, umakdimi lebnei kforim v'abekmoi bezdin echod birachas plagmerim kebe shamay plagmerim kebe silel. So the Rosh puts it like this: that when the bnei kforim used to come into the city, and they used to be makdim liyom akniso, so like bezdin achas beir achas plagmerim like this and plagmerim like that. They didn't do it because they were choy like this said like this and these said like that. They knew that the place where you come from, that's Goren, not a machlokes. They also knew that even a Ben Oir, if he went to the Kfar, he would also be like the Ben Kfar. So it's not like he can't be like him and he can't be like him based Torahs. Only the Mokim is Gerim Bemikra, he's the Kfar, so he reads on this day. So it's not a Machloikis. Ta'afal Bishre Shloki Shik Shalom Rabbi Yechno Mi Megillah, Rabbi Yechno Lechosha Shlashivoy, Mishum Dolechoshiv Lekishtei Torahs Mitaim de Porishis. Rabbi Yechno didn't even answer Reish Lakish about Megillah because he didn't hold that it's called Shtei Torahs. So here in the Rosh we see not like the Keren Orah learned that Rabbi Yochanan holds the Tam is Mipnei HaMachlokes. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan didn't ask for Megillah. But the Rosh is putting it different. He says that it's not because of a plugta of a Machlokes and Aloha, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan didn't hold that it's like Shtei Torahs. So we see that Rabbi Yochanan also held the Svara that Megillah is because that everybody's moida, like the Kfar and the ear, each one could be in the position of the other one. Memele, it's not called like Shtei Torahs, only the Mokim is good. Should have asked from a different place. That's good for Rabbi Yochanan's teretz. That from Megillah it's not kosher, but from Mokim Shenuagu is kosher. That's one teretz in the Rosh. The Megillah have a k'shtei botei dinim b'yirachas. Shebnei krachim are yukurin lebnei kforin. It's bam. It's not like one bezdin in one city, only we have a teretz that the mokim is gerim, but it's like shnei botei dinim beir achas. Why? Because the bnei akrachim, the people from the big city, they didn't read for the bnei akfarim. Then it would look like shtei teres. It would look like one bezdin. אלא בני הכפורים קורים לעצמם בקרחים. דומר בירושלמי בן עיר אינו מוצא בן כפר. כל שהם רואים בדובר אינו מוצא אחי עמדי חיבוסה. מה שלא יקורים בכפר שלהם, שלהם מסקבצים יחד אלא ביורס. The Rosh learns that they were miskabits, not in their kfar, they were miskabits in the yoris. But they read it for themselves. Among their own people, they had a balkari that read for them. In Eile, it's like shtei botedinim beir achas. But if one of the ear would read for them, it would be called like bezdin achas beir achas, like you would say in the first teretz. And the Tosfos Rosh explains a little more, and he says, first he says that they were miskansim be'oreyem, and they read in their own kfar memela, it's not called, like Tosfos says, and it's not called Lysis Gedudu. Then he says, Miu begemora didon in Bodokan, and Marum it's muchach, that the Oyu boin la yoris likris batero, come also bedonik, ve bezvei de shrichi dosu lemikri besifra. They used to come to the cities to read the Torah in the city, be bezvei, and that's when they were mesaken, that Bezin should say that they should come ledin. So Memela, they did come to the city, so we can't say they read in their own kfar, like Tosfos says. Like we read in the Rosh. First he says it's like shtei botedinim b'shtei ayores. And in the Hemshech, he doesn't say it different. It could be that he holds that it's still like shtei botedinim b'shtei ayores, and some Rishonim have it like the Ran or the Rashba. They say that since the Be'er HaKfarim are Nikar, that they're from the Kfar, they're not from the city. So even in the city, it's called like Shtei Botei Dinim B'Shtei Ayores. Void Yishloim Atam Acher B'Megillah. Davuk Shtei Botei Dinim B'Shtei Achas Shebnei HaKrachim Lo Yikar B'Nei HaKfarim, only B'Nei HaKfarim read for themselves. That's like the second, that's the same thing like you see in the Rosh. So we have Tosfos Teretz that the B'Nei HaKfar read in the Kfar, and then we have the Rosh that they read in the city, but it's because the Mokim is Goyrem. So even if the Bnei, even if the Bnei Ir used to read for the Bnei Akfar, but still they know the Mokim is Goyrem, so the Machlokes is not Mishan. There's no Machlokes because they could be in their position. And then there's another Teretz that the Bnei Akfar used to be in the city and they read among themselves. So Memele, it's like Shtei Botei Dinim, either Be'ir Achas or maybe B'Shtei Ayoros. The Rosh says Shnei Botei Dinim Be'ir Achas. So it's like this, the Kfar read in the Kfar, or the Kfar read in the city and Bnei Ir read for the Kfar, or the Kfar was in the city and they read for themselves. Then the Karanara goes on to say, what would Abaye answer on Rava's kasha? Rava asked Abaye if he says Shtei Botei Dinim Be'ir Achas. It's called Lysis Gedudu, but Beisham and Beisilel are called like Shnei Botei Dinim Be'ir Achas, because they're all over. So he says that Abaye would answer. The Torah learned by Abaye, the Lohiris Lacherim, also Afilu Beis Botei Dinim Be'ir Achas. If there's two Botei Dinim Be'ir Achas, if they do like their own psak, the ones that held that way, then it's not Lysis Gedudu. But Beit Shammai also, Atzmon also can divrei. But Lohiru La'Acherim, Lefi Abaye, they didn't say Orah for others what to do. Shum Deika Machlekes Ubeinu Am. But Lohi Talmidei Chachomim Atzmon. Rav Lohi Svira Lohi Lechalek Ve'ochi. That means La'Abaye, so Beit Shammai also, Beit Shammai would do like themselves, but they wouldn't be Moira La'Acherim. So also Kedivreim would really mean La'Abaye if they're Moira Heter to others. V'ayin B'Rashba Shepirish, what does it say? It says, Rabbi Yochanan says, Osu Ve'osu. Why does it say twice? Means also heim atzmon v'oyru la'acherim la'asus. That would be called also v'osu. But loy also would mean lefi this that they did like their own psak, but they weren't moira to others how to do. And the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis from Hilchos Avodah Zarah Halacha Yud Daled, where that's a perek where he brings the whole inyan of gedide and srita al ames. And then he says, "Ubichlal azhora zu of loisis goydedu," that he says that not to be show you a goyim sotim b'vsorom al meisim ipnei atzar kach yuchiv limbatzmon lavedezore. That's loisis goydedu. And then in Aloch Yudalad he says, "Ubichlal azhora zu shlo yu shnei botedinin beir achas ze noig b'mineg v'ze noig b'mineg acher." שדובר זה גורם למחלקס גדולה, וכוסוב לא יסיס גוידדו, לא יססו אגודס אגודס. The Rambam says that it's included in this Azhara that there shouldn't be two bate dinim in one city, and this one is noig one minik, this one is noig another minik, and that's gerim amachlekes gedoyla. So we see from the Rambam that he holds the times not because of shtei toiros, only he holds the times because they do it's a gerim amachlekes gedoyla, and because of amachlekes, that would be the time of agudis agudis. And also they learn in the Rambam that also by a minig it's shaykh leis is goyded, because it says ze noig b'minag ze v'ze noig b'minag acher. So b'emes in the Magen Avraham it says it already that l'chura from our maskonov the Gemara would come out that if it's a minig, so we don't say leis is goyded. But then he says l'maskonas a Gemara it's a little bit mashma that by a minig it could also be leis is goyded, only it's nafkemina v'bot eidinim. And he says that the Rif in the Maskona, he brings the Gemara, and he only brings the Maskona of Shnei Batei Dinim Bi'arachas, but he doesn't bring the part of the Gemara that's Mechalik between a Minig and a Iser. So we see from here that even by a Minig, there's also Loisis Goydedu, and there isn't a difference between a Iser and a Minig. So that's why the Rambam would say also by a Minig. But we see from the Rambam another point. The Rambam seems to be paskening like Abaye, and usually the halacha is like Rova, not like Abaye. Because the Rambam says, Shnei Batei Dinim Bi'ir Achas, it shouldn't be. So Shnei Batei Dinim Bi'ir Achas is Abaye. Rova says, Shnei Batei Dinim Bi'ir Achas is Mutter. The Kesef Mishnah says, B'shem Rab David Kohen, the Radach, and the Tshuva, Nidchak Bepirush Loshen Rabbeinu. שרוצה לא מה שיש ביור חילוק מנהוגים שחלק מהם נהגים מן הגזה וחלק מהם נהגים מן הגחר שבזה הדובר נעשים שני בוטי דינים אבל אינם שני בוטי דינים ממש בכל דובר ובכל עניין. And that's why that means the Rambam also is talking about one bez din, and he doesn't mean two bote dinim. He says because they're knowing two minhagim they became like two bote dinim. He's matrik in the Lashon Rambam that should fit in with Rova. ואפשר שלא זה דיקטיק בלשון אבלי כוסף ששני בוטי דינים בעיר אחס לא נוהגים זה שלא כמנהג זה לא כוסף שלא יהיו שני בוטי דינים בעיר אחס. The lotion is more mashma, he says the lotion is that he's talking about one best thing that became two best things because of the חילוק מנהוג. But they say that this it's pashtus the lashon Rambam is mashma that is paskening like Abaye. But Agav, the Kesef Mishnah asks, how are you look on the love of Loisis Goydedu al Mes? But it's a love should be klolus because it's also kolel the love of Loisis Goydedu Loisasu Agudes Agudes. So you see, and the Kesef Mishnah answers the reason is because it's mefurish in the pasuk Loisis Goydedu on the Mes. And this is only a ribui memela. We don't say it's a lav should be klolus. So Agav, we see from this Kesef Mishnah, the Mefarshim say the Prima Godin brings it out, that we see from the Kesef Mishnah that it's a lav doi raisa of Loisis Goydedu. The Chinuch, brings the Rambam, the Loshon of the Rambam, and then he says, Mimoiri Yishmoroi Kelo Madati, שאין איסור זה אלו בחבורה אחת שחולקין קצוסן או קצוסן ואין שובין בחוכמה שאוסו לסוס כל קט מהן כדבורב שזה גויר מחלקס ביניהם אלו ייסו ויתנו בדובר הרבה עד שיסכימו כולם לדיו אחס ואם יהיה אפשר בכך יעשו הכל כדברי המחמירי. He learns that there shouldn't be one group of people that are חולק, and they shouldn't do each one like his opinion, only they should be nice and nice until they all come to one conclusion. And if not, so they should all do lechumra, because it's gerem amachlokes. Avol b'shnei botei din in chalukin, v'in shovin b'chochme, lo'inemar al zeh lois is goydedu. And they brought a riot from a gemara in chulin, it says, nafki shipuri d'rav ha'asri, v'nafki shipuri d'shmul v'shor d'maisa l'gabi chelet, Talmidim of Rav they announced that it's also, and the Talmidim of Shmuel were Mati. So you see that if they're Shove and they're Shnei Botei Dinim, Rav is one base medrash, Shmuel is another base medrash, it's Mutter, even if it's in one city. So we see that the Chinuch for sure learned in the Rambam that he paskin Shnei Botei Dinim Birachas is also. Then he brings his Rebbe that Shnei Botei Dinim Birachas is Mutter. The Pa'asa Shulchan, he was from the Talmidei Agro. When he came to Eretz Yisrael, he made a sefer on halachas that are again Eretz Yisrael. So in Siman Gimel, he talks about chilukei minhagim, if you're allowed to do your minhag even in a place where there's other minhagim. And he says in Perek Gimel, halacha yudalet, Birushalayim yal hakodesh nuhagim kilu kedosh ashkenazim, שמספללים בנוסח ואשכנזים גם שבייס הכנסת שלהם בין בוטי כנסי של ספרדים. They have their shul and close by there's a shul of ספרדים. So they daven their נוסח and they daven their נוסח. ויופי אויסים על פי הדין. כי כן היו נהגים ממי קדם רביסינו גויני וחסידי אשכנזים שהיו בירושלים הקודש השלו והקודש ריח חוסי והקודש גויין רב מוישה הכהן וכל כנסת הגדולו של קילוס אשכנזים שהיו בימיהם בירושלים. So that's how they were knowing that each shul does his minhag. Aval b'nei adam yichidim ashkenazim shemispadlim bebotei knesiyos disfardim chen lehefech also lem leshanos minusach hatzibur. He holds that b'nei adam yichidim, when they daven by the sfardim, so they should do like the sfardim, even by the tfilos belachash, even parts that are not nikar and not befarhesye, so they still should daven like the nusach of the shul. And Rabbi Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, and he says that it's mashma from him. He says that if it's not befarhesia, if it's befarhesia, you should do like the minhag of the shul. But if you could do not befarhesia, you're allowed to say your nusach and do your way if it's not nikar. Our component, the pasah shulchan, he talks on this Rambam if he passes like Abaye, and he says that nire. First, he brings the lechem mishnah. The lechem mishnah says that the Rambam paskin like Rav. There's a machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. Rav says loy also kedivreim, Shmuel says also kedivreim, and aloha kerav beisuri. So if loy also kedivreim, who? Beshamayim beisilal. Beshamayim beisilal are called shnei botei dinim beirachas, and loy also kedivreim. So you see that Rav paskins like Abaye. That's why the Rambam paskin like Rav. Only the Lechem Mishnah had charata because he says that the maskanas of Gemara says shma mino, that also kedivreim. So the Pasuk says kanireh, that maybe the Rambam didn't have that gears of Shema Mino also kedivrei. But then he says, Yoisel Nire, that the Rambam paskin like the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says in Yevomis, in the end of the first parak, that Rabbi Yochanan himself holds that Lo also kedivrei. And Aloha is like Rabbi Yochanan neged Rav, and for sure neged Shmuel. And Shmuel would be neged Rav and neged Rabbi Yochanan. So it would be Terei Lechat. And he passes like the Yerushalmi, the mokem where the sugya yisam mefureshes. The Yerushalmi says, "Rabbi Hila b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, elu ve'elu kalocha yoisin. Beit Shammai en beis Hila did kalocha. Im kalocha yoisin bedot tenin on sholchulem beit Shammai yposchu b'she beit Shammai omrim achiv cheses rubo." So that means that lechatchila they said that they did kalocha. That means they all did the same way. That loy also kedivreim. And then the Gemara asks that Beit Shammai did their own thing and they did different than Beis Hillel. So the Gemara says, "Ad sheloy bo ma'aseh etzel Beis Hillel loyu Beit Shammai noigin bo. Mishabo ma'aseh etzel Beis Hillel loyu Beit Shammai noigin bo." Then once Beis Hillel paskin and they did a ma'aseh, so Beit Shammai didn't come to change it. When did Beit Shammai change it? Before there was nikba the halacha of what to do like Beis Hillel. So memelu we see that Rabbi Yochanan himself holds like loy osu kedivreim. If loy osu kedivreim, so Beit Shammai Beis Hillel is called shnei botei dinim b'yirachas. Derech agav, the end of the Yerushalmi, it says, Adod de teime ad shlo yotzo basker, lam shi yotzos basker, loy lo maloche kedivrei Beis Hillel. Choloi ve al divrei Beis Hillel chayv mise. Toni, yotzo basker v'omro. What was the basker that went out about Beis Hillel? Eilu v'eilu divrei lekim chayim. Aval aloche ke Beis Hillel oilo. The eilu v'eilu divrei lekim chayim, but the aloche is like Beis Hillel. Beichon yotzo basker. Where did the basker come out? Rav Beva b'shem Rabbi Yochanan omar b'yavne yotzo basker. The Baskel came out in Yavne. Another Yerushalmi which he brings in Psochim, in the Perek Mokim Shenoagu, it talks about different minhagim. Some did like this and some did different. So the Gemara says, Rav Shimon ben Lakishal Rabbi Yochanan Veino Yoso Mishum Baltis Gredidu. And the Pasach Shulchan learns not like the Korbanot, and he learns that it goes on a minig that it says before, that some used to go to Yama, used to be Purish Yama God on Erev Shabbos, and some not. And on that he asked, also Mishum Baltis going to do. Amalei b'shosh she'el oisin ke b'shamay ve'el oisin ke b'silel. B'shamay b'silel ein aloche ke b'silel. Ein aloche ke b'silel, it's like b'silel, so how did they do loisis going to do? Amalei b'shosh she'el oisin ke r'meyer ve'el oisin ke r'meyer r'meyer v'r'meyer ein aloche ke r'meyer. So then the Gemara says, Arei Purim, Arei Lukeren b'yodale de Lukeren b'tesavov, Amalei Misha Sider Samish Ne Somchole Mikro Mishpocho Mishpocho Medina Medina V'yir V'yir. So that means he's saying that by the Inyan of Purim that some read on Yudalad and some read on Tesvav, so there isn't Loisis going to do, because we learn it from the Pasuk. That means the Etzem Takona of Megillah was Mishpocho Mishpocho Medina Medina V'yir V'yir. So that means the Chiluk Mekoyma itself was part of the Takona, so it's not Shach Loisis going to do, and the Pasuk Shulchan is Moisif. Just like we have different mitzvahs that Kohanim have, and other people don't have, so the same thing, there's chilukim, milachatchila, in different cities. And also, the Yerushalmi asked, Omale Arei Rosh Hashanah V'yom HaKippurim, Yudo Noagu K'Rabbi Akiva, Begolim Noagu K'Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, there was a machlek, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, there were tekeh ale malchiyos. And some are neg like Rabbi Akiva, some are neg like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. So, you see, it's lois is going to do, Omar Rebbe Shan Yehushim, Ova Vosa, Yehuda, Begoli, Yehuda, Yotze, that B'diavad, you're Yotze in each one. Memele, if you're Yotze, B'diavad, so it's just a chiluk mekoymes, it's doimet to what the Rosh said. So Memele, it's not called Loisis Goydedu. So Basa Shulchan learns in this Yerushalmi that he answered him when Rabbi Shlokish asked Rabbi Yochanan, Shum Loisis Goydedu, and he answered him, B'shosh, E'el Loisin Kebe Shammai, V'el Loisin Kebe Silel, so he answered him like this, that where there's a Iser and they paskin, so then it's called Loisis Goydedu. Or where it's like also B'Yama Godo, that some went Purish L'Yama Godo, some didn't go to Yama Godo, so Roya Oima, that they didn't have to go out to the Yam, Mele, it's not called Loisis Goydedu. So Lefi the Pasa Shulchan's Pshat, Elu Oisin Kalocha, Elu Oisin Kalocha, means that if they're doing a Iser, there's Matir, these are also, so Mele, it's called Loisis Goydedu. So he paskins, and Loy also could divrei him. So it's another Yerushalmi that he brings that loyal sukkadivreim. Legabe min hogim, if there is loisis goydedu, so the Morgan Avram brings the Tosfos in Pesachim, daf yudale domedalef, the Tosfos brings from a Yerushalmi, that in Yerushalayim it's really that everybody shouldn't do melocha because there are miskabits from a lot of places on Erev Pesach, and since there's a lot of people that don't do melocha, you should also not do melocha. So you see that even though it's a minig, still you should be noeg, even though it's shnei botei dinim, because they come from different places. So by minig, still it should be noeg not to do different minogim, shouldn't be loisis goydedu. But the Prima Godim says that it's not the l'chura, that Yerushalmi is not talking about loisis goydedu d'oraisa, because he says it's only bakroi, where a person comes b'mikra at a place, and his noeg is minig, it's not called loisis goydedu only if he lives in that place. So the Prima Godim says that Yerushalmi, what Tosfos brings about Yerushalayim, is called Mipnei Machlokes. That's the Mishnah Pesachim. It says, Lo'ilam Yilayishane Odom Mipnei Machlokes. Because that would be only a Derabbanan and not a Deraisa. And that's what Reb Moshe Feinstein says. Reb Moshe Feinstein says that there's two Isurim. There's a Lava of Loisis Goydedu, which is a Deraisa. And good from that, there's also Lo'ilayishane Odom Mipnei Machlokes. And he says, when you come to Shul, different minhagim and tefillas over there, you should be nizar not to do befarhesia minhagim that are not in that shul. About 27 years ago, I went into Rebbe Yoshiv and I asked him what would be the din in the yeshiva where I learned. There were bochum that came from a chassidish background, and they used to say tachnun before vorachum. And there was many bochim that came from a Litvish background, and they said tachnun after vurachum. So the shaila was that it should be called loisis goydedu, that some do like this and some do like that. So he told me that it's like shnei botei dinim, that everybody knows there's a minig of chassidim and there's a minig of Litvish. So memele, it's called like shnei botei dinim, and there isn't called loisis goydedu in that. And then he added on himself, without me asking him, the Mishnah Berurah says, in the Yochas Nefilas Apayim, I think it's in a parenthesis, he says that Lefi, the our minig is that in the morning we're nofel apayim on the hand that doesn't have the tefillin. That means we have tefillin on the left hand, so we're nofel apayim on the right hand. And somebody says teriyat, so the opposite. So he says the gra says to be nofel apayim always on the left hand. Ben if you have tefillin on it, or ben if you don't have tefillin on it, always on the left hand. So the Mishnah Berurah says not to be nagged like the gra because of lesis goydet. So he added on, Rabbi Yoshev added on, that nowadays that everybody knows that there's a sheet of the gra, there's people who are noy kaminaga gra, so you could even be noy falapayim on the left side, and it wouldn't be called lesis goydet because it's like shnei bote din. And then the Pasa Shulchan who brings that in Tzfas, even in the time of the Arizal, Be'ez Shoya B'yar Kodesh Tzfas, there was a kilo of Ashkenazim, Miuchedes, and they had their own Sidurim, and they used to daven Nusach Ashkenaz, and he brings that the Arizal was Mechabev, the piyut of the Kalir, that's the piyut by Kedusha, it talks about the Malochim and the Chayos and the Srofim. V'arava Kodesh Arizal B'yomim Neroim O'yim Ispalel B'Nusach Ashkenaz Kemavua B'Sefer HaKavonis, that's what he adds on it there. That's the part of halacha about Lysis Goydedu. But I was wondering the whole week why the Torah gave Lysis Goydedu in the middle of this love of Lysis Goydedu al mes. In fact, the Ritva, he says that when the Gemara asked, maybe Lysis Goydedu means only agudes agudes, but the Pasuk itself is talking about mes, because the end says, Lysosimu kocha ben enechem lo mes. So what would be the Ava? I mean, Lysis Goydedu goes on agudes agudes. And Lamaisa, why does the Torah bring out Loisis Goda, Agudas Agudas, Dafka, and this posik? So Pipshuta Luchura, somebody was saying it, Mashma like that, and the Ritva it says that one pshat is Loisis Goda, there's Loshin Goydu Ilona, there's a posik in Donel to cut. So when you're cutting Alames, it's called Loisis Goda to cut. And when we're talking about agudos agudos, it also it like cuts klal Yisrael into two parts. Agudos agudos, it's also called cutting. And the hemshach is from the pasuk before. The Ritva also says that the bonim atem laHashem Elokeichem. So Rashi says loisis goydedu. You have to look nice if you're bonim of Hashem. You have to look like that, like you're bonim of Hashem, and you don't make cuts on yourself. And also, bonim atem laHashem Elokeichem, you shouldn't cut the klal Yisrael apart. Children shouldn't be fighting among themselves. If you're all bonim laHashem Elokeichem, so you should all be noig together with aguda achas. Also, shevet God, Rashi says, why is he called atoim aleo bo God? So Rashi says one pshat because he was noilad mol. Bo God is like he was cut. He was already cut. And we find by God, God gedudi gudenu, gedudim gedudim went out from God. That's what Rashi says. God gedudi gudenu v'hu yogudokev. That all the gedudim that go out from God to Eretz Yisrael, they went to be kovish Eretz Yisrael. That was their tonight. The Bnei God, the Bnei Reuven go first, and they're kovish. So they came out gedudim gedudim, and they came out from God, which was al shem that he was cut. He was noilad mold. So we see again, there is this inyan of being cut in yourself, that the goof should be cut, together with the inyan of going out gedudim gedudim. But needs a pshat, but we see that it always goes together. Also, God, it says, v'toraf zroya af kodkoy, that God, by Yehuda, it says, l'lamit b'nei Yehuda keshes, alo yiksuv al sefer ha-yosher, because it says, yodcho bo'eref o'yevecho, which milchom is yad keneged o'eref, but keshes. But God, the melchom of God, was never with a keshes; it was always with a cheret, that was the toraf zroya af kotka that used to cut them. That was lotion of cutting. Derech agav, God is also a lotion mazel. Rashi and Chumash says that God, bo God, that came a mazel tov. So we should all be zeichet to be someach in chag shavuos with a good mazel. And we should have one Torah, not two Torahs.